Hello, my name is Goldie Roth. You may have read or heard about a book called Museum of Thieves by Leon Tanner. That book is all about part of my life. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was waiting for the Guardians, but I was really waiting for the terrible Guardian Hope, to take us to City Hall for Separation Day. Separation Day is where all the kids that the Guardians look after are finally able to live with their parents without having to wear chains to keep them safe from pirates that would kidnap them and make them slaves on the pirate ship. Okay, let's not get sidetracked. Now, where was I? All right, I was just about to tell you that on Separation Day, you get a present from your parents, and mine was a compass. A few minutes later, just as they were about to cut my ribbon off so I could be free, the awesome Fugleman came bursting through the doors of City Hall and claimed that there had been a bomb that exploded and that a young girl had died. Everyone was in so much shock that I sneakily took the scissors from some guy, cut the ribbon, and bolted out of City Hall. At last, I was free, but I was now on the run, so I had to be extremely careful. After running all over the city, I found the small building. The smell of some freshly baked desserts protruded through the small building. I then went in and found there were 6 freshly baked almond cakes. Seeing that I evaded capture and had gotten away from those rotten guardians, I thought I deserved those almond cakes. Then I saw multiple stacks of coins. Just as I was about to leave with some coins and a full stomach, I was interrupted by a man. I later find out his name was Sinu. He tells me to leave the coins and leave, but Guardian Hope and her terrible friend Guardian Comfort come in, so Sinu helped me stay hidden. Once they were gone, I emerged out of my hiding spot, and a man named Harrow Dan came in and took me to this main area on the property, the Museum of Dunt. When we got inside, he took me through the very strange building, and once we got to a door with big letters reading "Staff Only," he opened the door, and there was a giant comfy-looking bed, and that is where I slept that night. The next morning, I met a boy who was about my age, and his name was Toadspit. Next, I met a semi-older lady named Olga Chiavolga. At the time, Toadspit and I couldn't get along, so we had to come up with a sign language so that we could communicate without getting mad at each other. I also learned that the museum shifts, how to appear invisible, about the great winds, and how to blend in with my surroundings. Oh, I almost forgot that only thieves can move around in the museum. I finally felt at home and as if I belonged somewhere. But all that changed when Guardian Hope, Guardian Comfort, Comfort is basically Guardian Hope's henchman, and a bunch of guardians in training came to the museum to measure and nail wooden boards to the walls once they figured out, more like accidentally found out, when that the walls moved when they came back to measure each day because the measurements would change every day they came back. I found out what they were doing by using camouflage and the art of concealment by the imitation of nothingness to spy on them from the moment I heard Sinu say something along the lines of, "You can't be here." I also know it from the fact that when I go to bed each night, I see new boards nailed to the walls, and it upset me very much. Now I am living in the museum with Toadspit, Bonnie, his little sister, Sinu, Olga Chiavolga, Brew the Bristlehound, Morg, a medieval bird, and Herodan. I am much happier here than in care or at home when I was finally free and I could do what I wanted. I just had to follow the rules or I would get punished. Toadspit, Bonnie, and I all loved living in the museum with all the things to explore, and we were very happy that the Grand Protector came to the museum's rescue and that she put an end to her brother's madness. Her brother is the no-good Fugleman, and that she let Morgan Bruce stay in the museum with us. If you would like to read Leon Tanner's book about me, there are some important words you need to know. Smock. A smock is a piece of loose clothing that is worn to protect clothing while working. Here's an example. Their smocks were dirty with mud. Lieutenant. An official that is empowered to work for a higher official. Here's an example. The Lieutenant Marshal was ordered around by the President. Fugleman. A fugleman is one at the head or forefront of a group or movement. Here's an example. The fugleman was ordering the children around. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of Museum of Thieves by Leon Tanner. None of your business. What's your name? She looked more closely at him. I've seen you somewhere before, haven't I? Didn't you used to live in the old quarter near Gunboat Canal? What are you doing here? None of your business. The display cases that they placed held suits of armor and skeletons and whips with knotted lashes. Between them were piles of whaling pots and bone shaker bicycles and old wooden carts. Everything was coated in a thick layer of dust. Spider webs hung from the rafters. Goldie had never imagined that such a place could exist within the boundaries of Jewel. She thought of her parents' warning and shivered. Poisonous insects? Dust? Purple fever? What's that? She asked, pointing to a something made of iron with cruel, spiky jaws. Mantrap, said the boy, and he grinned at the look on her face. Above Goldie's head was a whale skeleton, groaned as if it were dreaming of the sea. The hair of a stuffed water rat stirred. Something flapped leathery rings. With each sound, her skin prickled. But at the same time, the blood surged through her veins, and she had never felt so alive. I've been asleep, she thought. I've been asleep all my life, and now I'm waking up.